1620-945-WTAW. Here are comments from the June 23rd, 2022 College Station City Council meeting. A $1 million contract the city of College Station has to outsource lawn mowing and other landscaping services underwent a discussion by the council before it was approved. For the second consecutive year, Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna was not happy that vehicles were blocking bike lanes and sidewalks.
We pay a lot of money for those sidewalks, as I know, because now I vote on them. And the bike lanes are supposed to be for the bicyclists.
Mayor Carl Mooney understands it's an inconvenience to motorists and those using bike lanes and sidewalks.
I understand why they may need to get at least one side of the vehicle up on the sidewalk, because then it becomes a safety issue as far as traffic is concerned. It becomes a safety issue for their workers.
Councilman Dennis Maloney has dealt with those issues as a private contractor.
Dragging around your lowboy and you got stuff to unload and everything. It's just sometimes that's the only place you can do it. When you're out, like these guys are out in Dartmouth Road, where are you going to park? Are you going to go up to the police station and park over there and then haul all your people down?
Public Works Director Emily Fisher said when city employees see or become aware of a vehicle on sidewalk or in a bike lane, the third-party provider is contacted.
And do you feel like that's been effective?
I think that this is pretty common for that line of work. I've worked with a lot of contractors, and they are always doing things we don't want them to do, and we have to remind them to not do that.
Following the discussion, the city council voting unanimously to extend the contract for mowing lawns and related services.